Welcome to the Idea Talks, where we discuss big ideas. The Idea Talks is a weekly podcast with Josh Tice and other leaders on big ideas for life, leadership, and ministry. And I'm your co-host, Drew Polvencia. For more information on this podcast, visit ideanetwork.church.
Hey, Drew, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Man, this is exciting.
3 days in.
So did you get that frock that you're wearing for Christmas? Is that where you got that?
I got the shacket.
Oh, yeah, it's very nice. Man, Happy New Year to everyone listening.
2023.
Which means finally, now that you're past Christmas and New Year's, you can finally register for the Idea Summit like you've been planning.
Correct.
Because we're only like 4 weeks away.
It is still time for you to register for the summit.
That's right. Go to ideanetwork.summit or ideanetwork.church/summit.
Idea Summit.
Idea Summit /forward/church.
Yeah. For those of you the last couple of months who've been trying to go to ideanetwork.church/summit,
right?
Kylie reluctantly corrected us and said, hey, you guys are sending to the wrong place. So if you got like a pager or something like that, that's on us. I'm
that's
sorry.
On us.
So if you go to ideanetwork.church/ideasummit, you can register there for the 3-day conference. You'll love it. It's in Garland, Texas. Lots of stuff to do there. We want to see you out to the summit.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Great speakers. Dr. Tony Evans, of course, is going to be with us. We have Robbie Green and David Tice, Alan Parr, Brian Sams. David Barton from Wall Builders is going to be there. A pastor from Prestonwood Baptist Church is going to be there. Lots of incredible opportunity. Make sure you register ASAP, and we will see you at the summit.
Welcome to this episode of the Idea Talks. Thanks so much for giving us your time today. On today's episode, we're going to get you hyped for the Idea Summit.
That's right. It's episode 175, and it is January 17th, 2023, 2 weeks away from the Grand Summit. And we are excited to have you at the Idea Summit there in Dallas. Now, some of you are primed, pumped, ready to go, registered, and down for the entire thing. So we're excited about pumping you up, as Drew said, for the summit itself. But some of you are still kind of on the fence. You're wondering, should you go? And the answer is
yes.
Yes.
You know who you are. You're that one that is like, it's a great idea, but I'll wait to the last minute to get the reseller tickets on the curb.
Yeah.
For cheap.
Yeah. You're going to walk up and hopefully there's going to be somebody.
Not it.
Yeah. They're going to be scalping tickets. It's not going to happen. Yep,
it's not going to happen. Seats will be booked.
Nope. I'm telling you, you've got to register today. And why? Because of all the incredible things that are going to be going on there. First of all, you can stay in a lot of nice places.
You can.
You can eat at a lot of nice places, and you can have a lot of nice adventures while you're there, not just the summit. I mean, baby, it's Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. Garland, Texas. Booming metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in just a close proximity of Levon Drive Baptist Church. There are more than a dozen adequate, if not world-famous, barbecue places to visit.
Oh, yeah, you're not kidding. In fact, we were going through Yelp, and look, you can do this yourself at any time, but if you have not yet just even searched the restaurants around Dallas, amazing. But when you want to talk about just the barbecue restaurants right in Garland?
Yeah, there's one that's called Meshack's.
Yeah.
So clearly, that's a place where God has touched, right? And you need to go. And there's a smokehouse barbecue there.
Yeah.
So here's the rule with most barbecue places for those of you who have never visited one or are unfamiliar. Basically, what you want to do is you want to find a place that looks as if you could get arrested.
Correct.
Or that many people have already been arrested at.
Correct.
And that's where you want to go.
Correct.
Because they would serve the best barbecue.
Yeah. When it's called Meshack's, it's because literally because it's a shack.
For me.
You're looking for me. It's me. It has nothing to do with the Babylonian captivity.
No, not at all.
And Shadrach and Abednego.
Yeah.
Meshack is just it's a shack, and inside that shack, they are barbecuing the delights of the angels.
Yes.
You do not want to miss this place or a lot of the other barbecue places. And look, we're not going to tell you which one is best.
No, we would never do that.
We want to hear from you.
We do.
Which one is best?
Tag us if you go on Idea Network, please. We would love to know where you go to visit with all your crew. But if you want to take a different route of entertainment besides food, Just 1 hour and 50 minute drive up the road is Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah, so you can go to the shiplap haven of the community, of the world.
Get you a demo day t-shirt.
Come on, man.
Yeah, go see the silos.
And make your wife very happy.
It's true. Take your whole family.
Yeah, it'll be amazing. And really, it's not that too far away, less than 2 hours away. There's incredible adventures all over the region, really. When my wife and I first went there and we're getting to know Robbie and Heather Green, who are the hosts of this summit, we took the tour downtown where you can go to a little museum and see where the John F. Kennedy assassination took place. It's really a cool tour.
That is the same place, isn't it?
Yeah, man.
So much mystery.
Yeah, it's
We're not going to get into it now.
Who did it? What happened? How'd it happen?
They did it.
They did. They did. But who are the they? Who are the they?
Yeah,
we know.
That's another entirely different episode.
Yeah, but it's cool, and they actually deal with the different
theories.
Okay. And you get to see the grassy knoll.
Gosh, that's
going to be great. And you get to go up into
Did you get chills?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, yes. No, I did not. But you do get to go up into the window where he shoots from, right? Yeah. Where allegedly.
The first shooter.
Yeah. Okay, exactly. And you go into all these different locations. Uh-huh. It's a really cool tour.
Right.
It's a lot of fun. It's worth doing.
Okay. But that's just the attractions around Garland. The things to do, the places to eat.
That's true.
Let's actually get to talking about the summit itself.
Well, yeah, the summit itself actually will include opportunities for you to tour some really cool churches. Of course, places like Levon Drive, you'll be able to tour that because that's where the summit is. Historic Baptist Church, one of the fastest growing churches in all of America back in the 1970s under Dr. Gary Coleman. Included with your delegate package is an opportunity for you to go to Wall Builders, and you're invited for a tour among the museum that they have there that was built by him, David Barton, as well as Glenn Beck, and you can go and check that out. It's part of your entrance fee into the summit itself. And not only that, you're invited to head over to Prestonwood. Why Prestonwood? Well, because we've had an opportunity of securing for the Idea Summit, Dr. Jack Graham. And Dr. Jack Graham has invited us over to check out the Prestonwood as well. So lots of cool adventures that you can be a part of at the Idea Summit.
Now, one thing we've had in past Idea Summits that a lot of you might be familiar with was what was called the Church Planters Luncheon. We have rebranded that to be called the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon, which will be on day one, correct?
Yeah, day one. So you're going to want to get there Monday or even Sunday night, like my wife and I. My wife and I are going to be there on Sunday night so that we can wake up and get to the luncheon in time. The luncheon, the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon, formerly known, as you said, the Church Planters Luncheon, now is including others that are not just planting churches and those who are revitalizing churches, as Idea Network continues to focus, yes, on church planting, but broadens our perspective to more than just church planting, church revitalization. And to preview these candidates, you can actually go on the website at ideanetwork.church and look up the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon, and you're going to see these individuals who are really, really very powerful, very exciting. For example, there's Coastline Baptist Church with Donald Savine. I know I say that wrong, but their start date is only just a few months ago, in April 11th, 2022.
Yeah, we have 10 people that are going to be showcased at this Kingdom Advancement Luncheon. Some are familiar with, like Thomas Osterkamp and his wife down there in Florida.
Right, correct.
They've recently planted a church down there. But we have some newer folks as well that you'll have an opportunity to not only help start their ministry, fund their ministry, and get them off the ground, but also be supportive as much as possible.
I'm excited about introducing you guys to somebody I went to school with. His name is David Piggott, and David is actually planting Freedom Life Baptist Church with his wife in North Texas. Now, what's really exciting about this is their church plan is just beginning to raise support now, and their launch date is February 5th, 2023. Well, what's interesting about that is the very next week, right after the Idea Summit. So this is really exciting. If you don't know David, you're going to fall in love with him and his awesome wife.
Now, at this point in the podcast, we're supposed to tell you we have this, you know, elite insider information, but Josh and I are literally just going to ideanetwork.church/idea summit and going to the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon section. Right. All of these people are showcased there. There's support levels where they're at, there's start dates, there's contact for them, there's phone numbers, websites, all this kind of stuff that you also can do your due diligence and say, hey, I want to be one of the churches that are coming to the summit to fund these folks and actually help support the ministry. Cool. Well, go check it out. Do your due diligence and your research on the website already and find out a little bit more about these people before you get to the luncheon.
Exactly.
And are caught off guard.
That's where you can find out about Stuart Sharp and Aaron Chan, Justin Talbert, Tracy Nix, Brad Eckerly, Josh Skelly. All of these teams are headed out to plant churches and revitalize churches through the Idea Network. And we want you to come. Now, if you're interested in coming to be a part of this, this is what we wanted you to do. Go on and register. We know you're coming to the summit. Got it. Awesome. But register for the luncheon itself, because this luncheon is a closed event, and it's not for everybody who's registered for the summit. We need to know you're coming, and so we know how much lunch to have, and that you're prepared to be part of the financial giving to these potential partners. Now, I know there are a lot of guys in our network, we've done this for years now, who are coming to the Idea Summit prepared already to give. Pastor Brent Armstrong is a major proponent of this, along with many other pastors and leaders within our community of networked pastors. I know our church puts away monthly, every single month financially, so that when we come to the network event or the summit every 2 years, we're able to give substantially at this event. Now, whether or not you've put away a lot of money for this event or not, we want to encourage you to come and do participate. Learn about these potential partners, these church planters and church revitalizers, and come prepared to give. But if you do come, make sure you register for the luncheon. You can do that at ideanetwork.church /Kingdom Advancement Luncheon. You can find it on the website. Check it out. We're going to have a great time together. So this is just some of the stuff that's coming up for the Idea Summit in Dallas in just 2 weeks.
As we go into this episode, we're going further and further into the inner circle, so to speak. So,
is this Robbie Green?
This is the Robbie Green. How are you, man?
Good. You know, we're in the middle of filming an Idea podcast right now, and we're talking about this incredible event coming up here in Dallas called the Idea Summit.
I hear the host church and host pastor just over the top.
Well, I'll say the pastor's definitely over the top. What do you mean by that?
Well, I hear he's one of the greatest leaders in the movement today and incredibly humble.
Yeah, that's not what I've heard.
And incredibly humble.
I think it's awesome that, hey, man, we're talking about some of the cool things that are coming up, but we were talking about some of the hotels and restaurants around there. You've taken me to some incredible places when I've come down. What's the name of that steakhouse that you and I went to that one time that was just like, whoa, man, that's a special meal?
Yeah, Three Forks.
Three Forks. Yeah, man, that steak was like nothing I've ever had before.
Yeah. The staff always says that the guests get to go to Three Forks and that the staff themselves go to Two Sporks. Sporks, the word, S-P-O-R-K-S.
So you are live on the podcast right now. Let me ask you, if somebody's already, they're all getting hyped up to come in a couple weeks, do they need to reserve if they wanted to go to Three Forks? Or is that a place you can just walk in?
It would be best to get reservations. Another great place is Texas Restaurant. It's about 15 minute drive from the church.
Dude, I do remember you taking. I remember you taking me to Texas one time too. No, for real. Yeah. And this was the funniest thing. We're at this restaurant.
Such a nondescript restaurant.
Yeah,
Texas Restaurant.
Texas Restaurant. We go to this place, and I'm not kidding you. At a certain time, like 6:30, our dinners are interrupted because they all stand and they sing the national anthem.
Wow.
I'm like, awesome. Yes.
We're in Texas.
Yes.
That was a shock from somebody from Las Vegas. And what's the name of that like Mexican/seafood place?
So there's two. They're next door to each other. The Mexican restaurant is Papacitos.
Papacitos.
And you definitely want to get reservations early there because they do fill up. And same thing, in the seafood restaurant next to it is Papa Do's. That's PAPPADEAUX, Papado's. It's a Cajun seafood restaurant out of this world.
Yeah, that place
Papacito's
was killer.
Is authentic Tex-Mex.
Nice. Oh man, yeah, I'm already getting hungry, Robbie.
I just think it's sad that the only thing you remember me for is all the restaurants I take. Not a great friend, not a great pastor, not
no.
a great leader, just a great restaurateur.
Also, you're incredibly humble.
And that too. But I had to remind you of that. So
you do remind me of that quite often. Well, we're excited, man. We're talking all about the Kingdom Advancement Luncheon that's taking place the day before, which is really just going to be exciting. 10 wonderful, I mean, really, truly powerful church planters and church revitalizers. And at that luncheon, individuals have an opportunity of coming to hear more about it, potentially partnering with one or more of those individuals. You can select which ones you want, like a menu or a buffet. And then you can maybe even partner with them in a long-term way. So these are great people that we have spent time getting to know, and we want you to get to know them as well. Robbie, of all the things of the summit, what are you looking forward to most?
Oh, there's no doubt. For me, it's the relationships, just the connections. I have said this many, many times, but I'll say it again. I was man without a country in 2016 when I came to my first Idea Day. And I knew I was very settled in who I was as a preacher and what I wanted our church to be. But I did not have friends that I could fellowship with. And I found my tribe that year, that day, and they've become lifelong friends that I cherish and love. And so for me, it's all about the relationships. And I think if there's someone here that's looking for a relationship and being able to get mentoring and friendship and talk to older pastors that have been there and done it and encourage younger pastors that are just starting, I mean, this is the place. This is where it happens. Because as you often say, Josh, there's no agendas, just ideas. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, I love it, man. I'm looking forward to it. Love you, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely, man. Take care.
Bye now.
It's completely unscripted. Just a call from Robbie Green while we're recording here. All right, we're going to get into some of the roundtable and breakout sessions of the Idea Summit. I want to highlight one under the leadership track. Gary Coleman and Robbie Green are actually going to be talking about pastoral transitions that work. And a lot of you know Gary Coleman, who was the former pastor of LeVron Drive, and now that has been, the mantle's been passed on to Robbie, who we all know and love as a part of the network and supports us in a big way there. But this should be a great session to attend, especially if you're going through this, or you might be, maybe you'll have the opportunity to do this one day in your future ministry if you're transitioning from a pastor to some handing down the mantle to somebody else. It's going to be a great session.
Yeah, precisely. I like the one that's coming up from Brent Armstrong. Revitalization, it can be done. After taking over a 50-year-old church with an outdated building, he and his team were able to revitalize it and bring it back to the church from 275 members to over 1,000 in membership. And they've learned 6 specific lessons that you've got to hear him teach in person. Brent is a great leader, a great friend of the network, and have been part of our membership for many, many years now. And we want you to hear that session. That's an exciting one I'm excited about hearing as well.
Another one we want to highlight is coming from one of the people that I think it just spews out encouragement wherever they get a chance to do that. This is a session entitled Encouragement for the Discouraged Ministry Leader, and that is from none other than Miss Charity Berkey. I think about she runs her blog that has literally hundreds of thousands of people that read it on a weekly basis and are tuned in there to try to help encourage ministry leaders across the country and across the globe. You don't want to miss that session.
You know, I've had a lot of people recently ask me, where would you send somebody if they're attempting to try to update their music or transition their music? And the answer to that question is the Idea Summit. We have session titles from individuals like Jason Combs, Essentials for Successful Worship Style Transformation, step-by-step guides on how to do that. We have Scott Copeland teaching turning congregational spectators into participants. Do you have a problem with people just standing or just sitting there? Bring them into the participation. And then Scott is also teaching one called How to Approach Blended Worship. There's an entire track for worship ministry leaders that are going to focus on specifically how to improve your music and how to transition your music to be something that is more relevant for today.
Now, switching gears completely, this is from the administration track. This is a session that's led by a lawyer, Dustin Gaines. He's been at our Idea Summits and Idea Days before, and has always been a blessing. And he's one of the podcasts when we're releasing that have been most listened to, I think, because people get a practical example from that. And the session he's leading is how to have a staff culture free from harassment and abuse. It says, while harassment and abuse are huge buzzwords in podcasts, the news, and social media, ministry leaders understand this topic is more than a hot topic, and you don't want to miss that session from Dustin.
You know, a lot of problems that take place in our local ministries are due to the fact that we do not prioritize our families, our relationship with our wives, our husbands, or our children. And if we're not prioritizing those, obviously we're not going to have a home life that is fulfilling and fruitful. And so many of the sessions in our family track focus on things like how to win in ministry without losing in marriage. That's going to be taught in a joint session by Paul and Martha Davis. Paul and Martha not only have an incredible family, a wonderful relationship, but lead a very large organization called ABWE, the missions organization that connected with Idea Network. Paul is one of the greatest leaders I've ever worked with on an individual level. You're going to love hearing about how he can lead in ministry, succeed in ministry, as well as bringing strength to his marriage. The same thing could be said of my father, David Tice, who is going to be talking about raising kingdom kids, building upon the foundation of Christ, building a stronger family. You don't want to miss that. Oh, he's also going to be talking about church planting. He has a session he's never taught called How to Start from an Itch When There Is Nothing to Scratch, meaning there's nothing there. And some of you are planting a church that way. There's nothing to start from. How do you start in that way? These are going to be some great sessions.
Hey, you're doing a session on mentoring the next generation.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be super practical. I can speak into that a little bit. I think what a lot of people don't know, we did a podcast on this almost a couple of years ago at this point, but most Sunday afternoons throughout the year, you host a group of 10 to 15 young men, anywhere from 20 to 30.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
And specifically talking about like raising them up to be the next leaders of Southern Hills.
Yeah.
And you go through a different book, discuss it on leadership. And I'm sure some of the people that are considering doing that, mentoring the next generation, will have a great benefit from attending that session.
One of the greatest things I've learned in ministry over the last few years is to expand my time by investing in building leaders. Do not seek followers, build leaders. Don't seek followers, build leaders. When you build leaders, many of them will already have followers and they'll build their own followers. This is the proper way, I believe. You know, Blake Hunt is going to be talking about assimilation. Blake left Southern Hills and God called him up to New Jersey with Lisa, his wife. And one of the great things he did well for us at Southern Hills was our assimilation process. Assimilation, this key to church growth, first-time guest to fully engaged member. You do not want to miss one of the foundational topics of Idea Network, and that is how to have a church that really has a proper assimilation system.
So we've been talking about group breakout sessions this entire time. There's also something called roundtable discussions. These are themed and hosted by specific people. However, it's more kind of like a theological roundtable where you can discuss hot topics and ideas.
Yeah, if you've never been to an Idea Day before, one of the secret sauce ingredients of an Idea Day or Idea Summit is the roundtable experience. And we have many of these discussions coming up. These roundtables can be both theological, some of them philosophical, some purely methodological, where you're able to have a presentation of 10 to 12 minutes by an expert in the field, and then the conversation goes to the roundtable, where we're able to really hash out best practices and best ideas as it relates to a particular proper issue. You don't want to miss these roundtables. There are dozens of them planned. Again, for the summit itself, over 70 roundtables and breakout sessions scheduled over a 2.5-day time frame. These are going to be some incredible moments.
All right, we come to the main event now.
Yeah, we have.
There are three of them.
Well, no, not anymore. Even more.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. We went from 3, then eventually we went to 4, and now we're at 5 main general sessions. Do you want to hear who they are?
Let's go for it.
Let's begin with the least important and then go high. Of the 5, the one I would be least interested in is mine. So yes, I'm giving one of the general sessions. I'm least interested because I already know what I wrote and I realize it's not that good. So if you're going to skip a night, skip Tuesday night, let me just put it that way. But I am excited about being one of the leaders and giving a general session topic. That'll be Tuesday evening. There are several other sessions we've got to talk about. For example, on Wednesday afternoon, the final general session of the conference is going to be a panel discussion where I moderate David Tice, Alan Parr, and Jack Graham. Jack Graham is the pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church and has been the pastor there for many decades and a wonderful ministry leader, an amazing church that has influence all over the country through their music program. You'll want to hear from him. Dr. David Tice, the traveling preacher for the Idea Network and our network ambassador. He's going to be talking about longevity in ministry inside of that general session and panel discussion. And then Alan Parr, YouTube sensation, incredible theologian, and great friend of the network. Those of you who follow Alan Parr know that he is one of your favorite YouTubers to follow. He is mine. And these three men will be part of our final general session. Don't leave early, Wednesday at 3 p.m. That's two of our general sessions, but we have several others. One of the general sessions that's taking place, I believe it's Tuesday morning, is with Alan Parr. He's going to be giving his main general session. And then there is on Wednesday morning, Brian Sams, pastor down in Florida, a great friend of the network, an incredible preacher. You're not going to want to miss his general session. But the entire summit opens up with the keynote speaker on Monday evening, Dr. Tony Evans. Now, Dr. Tony Evans is somebody that you grew up listening to. Is that right, Drew?
Yeah, I remember several messages he spoke during my college years and really got me through some difficult seasons and trying times, and really appreciate his ministry and influence over the years and staying faithful to the Word of God as he's been preaching. But we're really excited to have him on Monday night. Is that correct?
Monday night, yeah.
You won't want to miss it. First kickoff really night of this whole Idea Summit. It's going to be a great first night for sure.
So if I were you at this point, make your plans, schedule it, book those tickets, book those hotel rooms, and make sure you're there starting on really Monday afternoon for that Kingdom Advancement Luncheon. Be there all night or be there Monday night for the general session keynote kickoff, an incredible music program that they're preparing down there at Lavon Drive, amazing program with lots of special events throughout, the sessions all day Tuesday, general sessions in the evening, and then Wednesday morning all day until the final session Wednesday afternoon. You won't want to miss a minute of the Idea Summit 2023. Register at ideanetwork.church and get your spot.
Thanks so much for listening to today's Idea Talks. If you would like to reach out to us, drop us an email at joshtice@ideanetwork.church. If you benefited from this podcast, we ask that you take a moment to show your support by subscribing, rating, and reviewing the podcast on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you right here again at the Idea Talks podcast.